you always had the feeling, you know, that your home was backing you up what you were doing. They were the ones that put you out there. And you sort of felt like you didn't do what you were set out to do. Didn't get it accomplished or something. That made you sort of feel a little bit lower anyway. But, first time I went on the ocean, I was sick. 3 days, I couldn't eat nothing. I got real weak. I still work. Still weak. I got over it, that's what I was lacking. I got to see a lot of different places. Meet a lot of different people. And like I said, some of them were good, some of them were bad. I had a good time. And the service part of my life, I guess that's the reason that after I got out, I went back in. Stayed out a while. Decided to go back in and try it again. So I've been in 2 times. I guess that's enough. But I met your mama while I was I'm on the leave one. That was before I got out the first time. This guy got me a blind date with him. He told me, he said, you know, hey, I owe you a favor, I'll get the date. I said, okay. So we went together for about 5 days, I guess, 5 nights. And I went back overseas for a couple of years, about 16 months. But I actually went over twice, went over once, got about half of it back. A lot of junk happened, I had to go back over again and so forth. I didn't get to see her for about 18 and a half months, maybe 2 years, I don't really remember. And then when I did get to come home, of course, we'd been writing one another. But we just decided we'd just get married when I come home, and that's all we've done. We've been together for almost 30 years now. Maybe you must do that, you would be forgotten about short dating and stuff. In order to get to know each other, well, I guess we were writing letters, but I don't know where we got to know them. That's why that's what I got for the boat, thanks anyway. But I don't regret any of the time during my life. The Lord can do things, so I got more than I ever dreamed of having. I got 2 good kids. Proud of both of them. Got something for this little grandbaby the other thing. This man will be happy with something, but take that and smell it over. But mountain life, rough. A lot of kids died, a lot of grown ups died. Average age for a man about 52, something with a black line. Or snake bit, frostbite. I remember when a word got frostbite. He used to always like me when I was little. He called me Little Bobby, of course, everybody else called him. You know, they always say, that's the AC made for it. A word, he always liked me. He was over that little cat house over there. First, the two other guys got into it. One of them got in, this guy weighed 99 pounds, too much to get in the service. He's a big old fella. And even then, I was one of these
girls, and
her boyfriend come up. He made old Jerry Donald get out there and run down that snowbank, and he just buck naked and everything. And he run him up and down the bank with a shotgun. Oh, Herb was about a half drunk, I guess, like usual. His wife left him, and once his wife left him, he had a nice home stuff. His wife left him, of course, tore him up. So he stayed drunk for a lot of the time. This guy running old Jerry Donald up and down that bank. Just naked as a jaybird, and old Jerry Donald, he's blueing. Blueing the jaybird. So Herb said, oh, hell, man, why don't you just shoot him or leave him alone? God, he's freezing to death. So he reached over and he's going to take the gun away from him, take the shotgun away from him. Or away from that fella, and went off and shut his hand off. And this guy's girlfriend was standing in the door, her name was Clayton. And he shot her one drive, I believe, to the left there. And he shot a couple more people because it seemed like every time a shotgun went off up there, it went right through the house. Yeah, I know two or three accidents with shotguns, and every time it went right through the house. But he lost his hand that way. A couple of nights after that, a couple of weeks, something, together he was drunk, laying in the car, and he was in the ditch. Had his feet sticking out the window. Passed out. He got frostbite on his toes and stuff and had to take his feet off. So Ralph wound up hobbling around on two nubs, one arm. I think he died. I don't believe he's alive. I haven't heard anything about him for a long time. I used to enjoy when I was small going up to his house before his birthday. Broke up, but he kept his house pretty warm. I was always looking for a warm spot. So yeah, I never could get warm up there. In the summertime. And then there's many flies, but I remember one of my ankles used to take time running them out of the house so the babies could sleep. But the flies would cover over their whole face. They'd be trying to sleep, fighting flies. I'd spend hours in that baby sleep. But it'd be crawling around up her nose and jumping. One old boy born out there, Wade, he was the ugliest fella you ever met. No joke. You might meet him one day, and you'll know him when you meet him. He's going to be the ugliest person you ever seen in your life. Yeah. Me and him grew up together. I was a little bit older than he was. But his name was Hubert. And I stayed off the mountain about 16, 18 years. I went back out there, and here comes this big old fella running down through there, and the boy grabbed me up. Me and my uncle, because we just had a little shack, getting us a drink. He was bootlegged from whiskey. My grandfather and him had done died. Ellie just bootlegged and had me bootlegged out there. And he said, now, that's your back. He's coming to big old stuff. He's coming running down there and he grabbed me up, swung me around all over the place like I was a, I don't know what, a rag doll. I mean, he's a big old stuff. Slammed me down on the ground. He said, you don't know who I am. Hell yeah, I do. Ain't but one person you could be. God, it had to be Hubert. He was still ugly, boy. He didn't change when he got grown. But he's real good natured. Everybody tells him he got a real nice family. I think he moved off up north. Somewhere he got off that mountain too. They tell him he got a nice wife, nice family, nice home. I guess that day he was just out there busy. He was a good old boy. There's a bunch of dads and stuff out there from the Marvel Mountain. A lot of his dads. lot of it. I don't know what it was. It's just that. It was. There were fun times, I think, but there were so much bad times that it didn't override good times. All of it. All the men didn't seem to mind. I'd say most of them made with you. Yeah, they dropped six parts of the tower. I remember the high sheriff come down the house one time. He, the thing come down the lane, he told he had a worm on his shoulder. And he come up there and laid on a horse. It may, I know Sam don't make whiskey, but says, here's a worm anyway. It always blows your steel up. Like a little dynamite wasn't controlled up. But they didn't have to catch anybody. Revenue out of Chattanooga now, they'd always make them. If they didn't come up and make them, well, they wouldn't come on the mountain. But when the revenue made them come up that way, then they'd have to come with them. But copper was hard to come by. You know, so he brought it. He gave it back to it. But they had, you know, they blowed steel up, chopped it up. Everybody always talks about people hollering whiskey off in the car and stuff like that, you know, from the road and all this. I never did see but one of them. I think one time. We always took ours off. Gallon jug, Coca-Cola jug, like that. And you just coat about some glass jug. Just get over these glass jugs. You could sell them to people who make whiskey. I forgot what he got from. I think they give you a penny for a pound, nickel for a quart, dime for a gallon, I guess. I can't even remember. But we always haul out all 4 quarts in the box, how many 4 gallons of the box. And more whiskey went off the mountain up there in an old fleet there, Chevrolet, old fastback Chevrolet, I guess you call it nowadays, but then you call it, I think you call it a fleet whiskey. It wasn't hopped up, it wasn't nothing. It was just regular old, junky old car. You just set it in any box and just get in the back seat and go aboard and in the trunk. It's about $17 and a half in the envelope. Sort of mail it to somebody and they wouldn't bother you when you come off the mountain. But you couldn't do that with the revenue. They didn't play that game. They come back to you, they want to carry your jewels. I remember once they come, they caught my grandfather. They come out there and they're going to send him off. And then I think they got 2 years in pen. They caught him. Well, they caught him. He told everybody, he laughed that. He said, hell, if they come out here, said, by God, they might walk on this mountain. But they liable not walk off. But the same way it was when he got over steel, he had a steel over place called Devil's Neck. And you'd have to take a run and make a run of which it takes about 3 days. So when you go away, you just fell by. He made it. And but anyway, they got between him and his shotgun. He had a shotgun that went up against the tree. Well, he run right in one of them's arms. He was back over his shoulder, he said. Wasn't paying no attention to where he was running. He heard him coming. Heard him in the bushes. So he took off a running. He knew they were closer to his shotgun than he was. So he decided he just better haul out and get out of there. So he hauled and takes off running. Now, you got to see my grandpa. He's a real big guy. So here he goes. I mean, he's busting the woods up. Well, this guy just steps out the trail, you know, and just opens his arm. I said, I'm about running in his arm before he noticed where he was going. Now, I come over there, they laughed about that when he come out there and got it. He run right in his arm. He had told this man, anyway, he sent word off the mountain. He said, catch him, by God, he's seen that guy. He said, you know what that son of a bitch said? And he said, when he was telling how he got God, he said, got you, Ron. Ha 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 ha. most people know everybody. They know who they could play around with and not play around with. And they had a couple of bad jerks, but they had one of them, a man by the name of Angel. And, like they said, the Lord named him wrong, but he's good to look at.